You're listening to a Mash Those Buttons podcast, brought to you ad-free with the support of our patrons. Visit mashthosebuttons.com or stay tuned after the show for more details.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Dropping Spicy, a Mash Those Buttons podcast dedicated to Apex Legends, its development, and the community. I'm your host, Josh, why you nerf Caustic again, Kinder, also known as Kinder, and I am joined today by Matthew Leroy Jenkins Crowell, also known as Exomat. Again. Again with the silence.
Oh, I thought you cut out, bro. I was waiting for you. I thought you were going to say something else. Fuck, I don't know, man. I don't know what to say there.
Fucking Discord. And
fucking no dukes.
And while Kurabara is out, guess who's back?
Back again. Ed is back.
Tell some men.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
And we are joined by Kurt, who let this guy on, Smith, also known as Edinar.
How you doing, spicy boys? I am back. They didn't invite me back on the show.
I straight up was like,
I'm coming on the show this week.
Yeah. Right. He went all NWO on us and then like came back like Hulk Hogan style.
Yeah. I leg dropped all you motherfuckers.
As always, we'd like to welcome any first-time listeners and first-time guests to the stream. If you'd like to become part of the Dropping Spicy community, please join us at mash.gg/discord, where you can meet the hosts and fellow Apex players. As always, our intro music is brought to you by Rifty Beats, that's R-I-F-T-I. You can find him on YouTube and SoundCloud. We are live streaming and recording at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, March the 16th, for release on Wednesday, March the 17th. We have a few topics for you guys today. We're going to start with some announcements. Then we're going to move into our week in Apex. Then we're going to move into topic three. Did Chaos Theory Collection event changes really affect game feel? I think so. And we're going to tell you why.
Your face changed. Then we're going to move into
Ed coming out of the closet. And to Quick Tip Corner, short topics, and then questions from the Loot Bin if we
quick
have
tip.
Time.
That's Kinder's nickname.
Hey, ask your mom. All right, let's go into our announcements. First of all, please check out this week's community poll in the Discord. It releases at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Friday and stays open until midnight the following Wednesday. This is episode 90, which means we are 10 away from episode 100. We want you to hit up the Discord, mash.gg/discord, and give us some ideas for what the fuck to do for episode 100. We are listening, kind of.
I have an idea.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe you've done this.
Oh, no.
Kinder pole dancing. Or, even better, Kinder cosplaying as Lifeline. Or no, Loba. Kinder cosplaying as Loba.
Let's not do Lifeline. Let's not do Lifeline because that's going to...
Yeah,
that
no,
walks a
let's
very
not
thin
do Lifeline.
Line.
But Loba. Loba. So you really have to get those butt implants done.
Oh, Jesus. I'm just going to stuff like... Just wear some khakis and like stuff them with
pillows.
You're
just going
to
take two full pillows and stuff them under each cheek.
Oh, man.
He could just be Loba's cheeks.
Call me Cakes McGee. Just literally stuff my cheeks with fucking acorns. I'll be a goddamn squirrel.
Oh, no.
Oy vey. Get a tramp stamp. Yeah.
Well, I'm actually... Wait, you don't have a tramp stamp?
Not that you know of.
I was going
to
say...
I'll just have to ask our listeners. They probably know. Hey-o!
Oof. Hey, Death Squad.
Feels bad, man. Oh, man.
Hey, if anyone was going to know, you know.
We do what we do.
He didn't say no.
It'd be like that sometime. Oh, man. And then finally, for our last announcement, I just wanted to, you know, shout out some people because I spent all fucking day yesterday listening to other Apex podcasts. I literally did because I ran out of other podcasts to listen to that weren't Apex related. You know, I don't listen to our podcast because fuck that.
Yeah, you don't podcast to me. That's like rule number one in podcast.
Unless you're Ed.
No.
Right.
I haven't listened to a podcast I've been on in at least 3 years.
Oh.
I know, right? I mean, as long as there's not a problem with it or anything and you're like, you've got your process down, there's no problem.
Yeah, I don't edit my podcasts. Like, that's my rule in podcasting. It's I don't edit. So, like, obviously, if you edit, you have to listen to it, but I don't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's different than sitting there and just like, oh, yeah. Fucking sounds so good right there.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm sitting on like, oh my God, I was so great as a guest on Apex podcast last night. Sploosh.
Now, if I'm a guest on another podcast, I do listen to it to crank up listens a bit. But anyway, I spent all day yesterday listening to other Apex podcasts. Literally listened to like 6 or 7 different episodes. So shout out to the third party, Grandma Banner, Taking Height, Dropship at the Apex Lounge. Those are the ones I listen to. I know there's a couple others, guys. If I missed you, I'm sorry. I love you. But I really love that all of these shows, they just had something different to offer. In particular, I really love Taking Height and Third Party's crossover episode. If you haven't listened to that, really listen to it. The Taking Height guys are always friendly. They're always relatable. They're very entertaining. Love those guys. Grab My Banner is, they rival us for spiciest fucking commentary. These guys,
just in the name, it's like, ooh.
Right. I never got it until like I listened to their show and was like, oh yeah, this is probably a fucking penis joke.
Really? But, that's the first thing I thought of.
Oh man. But those guys are fucking great, and I really want to have them on sometime because they will mesh with us super well. And Shay and Company, they're fucking ridiculously smoothing voices on Third Party.
Good Lord.
It's like, have you listened to these guys?
Oh yeah. I listened to the Horizon episode. That's and that was like the most perfect combination of voices, because them and then the Horizon voice actor, her name is escaping me right now, but holy shit.
Dude, they're so fucking low key, and it's like, fuck, dude. Like big Bob Ross vibes, you know, like could definitely fucking fall asleep, but in a good way to their voices, you know, that podcast. Like, I would totally put that podcast on to go to bed, too, because it's just so, like,
you just can't give someone a straight compliment, can you, Kender?
No, I'm just saying, like, that's fucking, I can't even approach that level of, like, fucking chill in my voice. It's just not possible.
I do agree
also
with
shout
that.
Out to, oh, yeah, dude. Big shout out to Legends Lounge for their they just got great interviews. There's only a couple of episodes, but the interviews that they did were really fucking good, really, really informative. Honestly, I think it's better than the interviews we've done. And I hope you guys put out another episode tune because I really want another one. And last but not least, our fellow OGs, the Dropship Podcast. They've been around, I think, longer than us, actually. Maybe, maybe not quite as long. I can't remember. But they're definitely an OG. So shout out to all you guys. I put out a tweet yesterday and it like gained a lot of traction. And you know, other Apex podcasts, if you're listening to this, you know, we're not here to compete. Just fucking hit us up. We've got a little Discord that a lot of the Apex podcast groups are in. You know, it's exclusive, no fans are allowed or anything like that. Those of you listening, no, you can't join. you know, unless you have an Apex podcast. But yeah, man, hit up the community. Like, this community is fucking great, and we need to get together a lot more because it's just fucking cool. Like, all you fucking guys, love you so much.
Insert sappy emotional song here.
Right.
In the arms of an angel.
All right, topic one. Bring it on, Kinder.
Why don't you bring it on, asshole?
All right, so topic one is, did Chaos...
Wait the fuck, who the fuck put that in the notes?
What? I don't know what you're talking about. Where are...
So, topic one, did Chaos Theory Collection event changes really affect game feel? And the first note is, Kinder likes wieners in his hand.
You guys are assholes, man.
So, all right, let's be real. So,
After all that, it's like...
So, Chaos Theory, the collection event changes. How have your guys' lobbies been since Chaos Theory came out?
Absolutely no difference in skill-based matchmaking or ranked clappage or lack thereof. I think that's about the same, frankly.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Kinder. I made it to gold two, and like after gold four, it got really, really shitty, basically, after like the first week or two. Because, you know how it is, like after the first few weeks, like all the people who shouldn't be in gold are out and long gone.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Lurking in gold one or plat or diamond or wherever the hell they are.
Yeah, because they did make changes to the matchmaking at the beginning of the season. So it's kind of like this is a testament or a test to see how this kind of shit goes down.
Yeah,
right. It's still like match per match basis, my opinion.
It is like I played a match this was slightly before Chaos Theory came out, but since the new matchmaking had occurred, like I dropped into my first game back in like 5 weeks and I had 1400 damage and 7 kills, and I'm like, where the fuck was this? Like,
I know, right? Motherfucker popped the hell off. Like Ed, just so you guys know, Ed never fucking pops off. No, like ever. I don't. In Apex, and this motherfucker was going in hardcore, dude. Like I was looking like a stooge with this man. I don't know what the hell happened.
And I was using the wingman.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's hard, too. Like, that's really fucking hard to do that with a wingman.
There was something in the water yesterday, dude, because I never fucking used snipers in the first place. And I was using a Sentinel yesterday and just going crazy with the goddamn thing. Tried it today, of course. Couldn't hit a broadside of a barn. But yesterday, it was like headshot after headshot, dude. It was killing it. Of course, I wasn't streaming or anything, so, you know, go figure.
Yeah, so Kurt basically, it's all a lie.
Kerr was streaming, so you can at least see the damage and some of the shots.
So you can
stuff,
use secondhand. All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
sure.
What about you, Matt?
I mean, I've had really good fun. I mean, I think the lobbies, so I did enjoy ranked. I know I'm not really getting ahead of myself. Ranked, I think, has been a blast. I think it gives those who are willing to play a bunch of ranked the opportunity to really get somewhere. Like, and maybe it's because of the changes that I was actually excited to play ranked and not like, oh, I guess I'll play ranked once or twice a week. Like, I actually started playing ranked, and you can get over 200 RP now if you max out the kills and get a win.
Is it still set at 5?
I think it's 6.
5 kills / assists.
And the KP is multiplied through 1 to 5, so you don't get any more placement points unless you win. But the kill multiplier increases at that point. So it's encouraging fighting, which I am a huge fan of.
Right. As far as the other things that are going on, so have you noticed a change in queue times at all?
No. This game has been phenomenal for queue times.
Well, when you can fucking load in to the fucking
when
surf.
You can load in, it's like, yeah, you get some slower queue times at the higher end, but even at the higher end, like I've seen from streams and whatnot, they're not waiting nearly the amount of time that most games are.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, for us, like a queue time for us is like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Like that's not even enough time for me to go fill my whiskey. Like, so we better pray I'm not the one being the drop master.
Right.
Good point.
But like in like, you know, when I've been watching like Imperial Hell, people like that, you know, they're waiting like 2 minutes for a match.
That's because they're like, you know, they're in upper tiers.
But 2 minutes is ridiculous. It's still really short. Like I play a lot of Rocket League. I watch a lot of Rocket League, and like the pros. Used to be Grand Champion, now it's SSL, which is the absolute top rank. They'll wait like 15 minutes for a queue sometimes,
right,
or longer. And
you also got to remember, Apex has come back in popularity hard too, so that's part of it.
Like, I'm big into Valorant now, and like Valorant, you can have upwards of 25-minute queue.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because who the fuck plays Valorant?
No, no. A lot of people. It's quite popular. Yeah. Let's just throw that out there, Ken.
And I do want to give Rocket League credit. Like, usually the there'll be like a few hundred thousand people on between like one and three. Right. So it's not like I don't know what other games, but you know, it's like there's a lot of people playing. So like it's some they're doing something right on that. And even with the solo queue, I don't know if you've tried that yet, Ed. I'm not somebody who should be solo queuing. But it works most of the time, except for when you do not consent to solo queue and you end up solo queuing.
Mm-hmm. right.
That actually happened with me and Kura a bunch. Like, me and him got sucked into games without a third, like, four times in a row one time.
Yeah.
Right. Also, we'll get into that with the short topics, because there are some bug fixes and some things I want to talk about for sure.
Yeah.
Can get into
your
that there.
Bug fix. Boom. Roasted.
He needs a bug fix, that's for sure.
So as far as the rest of the stuff going on, I know I've seen a couple of Smurfs since then. I haven't really gotten the chance to like play hardcore for a few days in a row. Like, I've had like three or four sessions, but I have seen at least two Smurfs in those three or four, like 2 or 3 hour sessions. Have you guys been seeing the same thing, or what's going on?
I mean, there's always Smurfs for sure. Sorry, Ed, what were you going
to
say?
I'm about to go on a rant, so...
Okay, let me get it out.
I'll let you talk about Smurfs. Talk about Smurfs, because I'm going to go on a rant.
Okay. So, there's always, like, I'm not some sick, nasty Apex player, but I'd like to think that I'm, like, around average, or, like, maybe a little above average, maybe somewhere around there, a little above, below, but, like, around average. You know, like, I can get to gold, I can hang out there, you know, I can get, you know, a decent amount of kills most times. I kind of know what I'm doing, even if I'm not great at doing it. But
that's what she said.
Hopefully not. No.
Even if she did,
yeah, you know. But when you see people that are like level 10 with like 50 or 100 kills, they've got like a 20 bomb badge or a 4K badge, and they're like level 10 or 20 in your lobby as the champions. Like, you always like you'll see that like. At least once a week, a few times a week, you know.
I mean, in a free to play game, you will. There's nothing you can do about Smurf.
Yep.
Nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Especially in unranked, there is nothing you can do about Smurfs in unranked in a free to play game.
Yup.
Right. And it doesn't help that their fucking rank system is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it's so dumb. I still hate it. You know, I still hate the fucking resets and everything. I get it. I hate it, you know, which is why I don't fucking play ranked, you know, so it doesn't really matter to me that much.
That's the point of ranked. I don't play ranked in any video games now at this point because it's just not as fun.
And I don't know. Ranked in this game feels just funny, like, because the pro scene is also using different rule sets now. Like, apparently they get rid of the gold drop shields. They're looking at getting rid of Kraber, but I don't think that should happen because the curb appeal, like the...
Oh my God, it's so fun.
It's so cool to watch. Like, you kind of kill your esports crowd if you take out the Kraber, but at the same time, on a pro level, I get why. Because if there's nothing you can fucking do about a 400 damage shot coming out of goddamn nowhere, Timbuktu.
Real quick, in Rivals series, I don't know who's watching. I think Toblerone, I forget who else was there, but Eberlelli, who's like one of the top Apex players, lost to Drizzy. I don't know, some big streamer dude.
Dizzy.
Who's also Dizzy, yeah.
Dizzy.
Lost to him because not once, but twice is a 1v1. And like Eberlelli's like pretty arguably like top five of all time Apex Legends players. And twice rolled up on him and tried to 360 no scope him with the Kraber in the final 1v1. And he was like, fuck it, it's not ALGS. It's Twitch Rivals. I'm going to stunt on this guy. And he kind of got shit on. Now, understandably, but like, imagine if he did it.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, if he did, that would be a very good case for the Kraber just going out of the pro scene anyway.
Well, that's not a pro. That's a streamer tournament. Shield. So it's different. But like.
I know. But, you know, clips like that.
Yeah.
Something like that happened with the gold drop shield. That was actually one of the interviews I listened to on. I believe that was Legends. What the fuck was the goddamn podcast called? I just forgot. Legends Lounge.
Oh, yeah.
The second interview he did with... I'm so bad with names. Just listen to it. You'll understand what I'm talking about.
So, all right. Is it time for the comeback of the Ed Brandt?
It's coming, so I think we better let it go. All right.
Ed rant about the Chaos Theory Collection event. And Kura's not here to argue with me on this. King's Canyon.
Oh, here we go.
And there's a lot of people who agree with me. King's Canyon is a shit map at this.
I wouldn't say it's a shit map, but I am kind of tired of it.
It's hands down the worst out of the three. And I don't think there's even any argument about that. King's Canyon is the worst out of the three. And I could
see the appeal a bit, like with the event and with the ring flares and everything like that. You know, I do kind of like it. I'm having fun on it. But at the same time, when you can't physically choose another map, even if you go to ranked, I get what you're saying.
So, yeah, I'm fine with having King's Canyon in ranked every once in a while because, you know what, you're just kind of rotating maps. That's just how it goes. The problem I have is with King's Canyon being the only map in ranked. And then if you're like, well, I don't like ranked. Like me and Kinder, we're just not like ranked people. Hey, let's play quick play or play Apex or whatever. With this event, we're only allowed to play King's Canyon as well. So you're basically saying F you to the other two maps, and no one, you have no choice but to play King's Canyon and nothing.
Right. And I would be cool with it if we could at least go in like fucking duos, you know, and pick a map or something. Yeah, or
but
like,
you are literally not allowed to play another map.
Right. I'm expecting is they're probably doing some kind of work, maybe testing bug fixes, things like that on the other two maps while King's Canyon is the only one. I can't imagine they wouldn't be.
What they really need to do is what they've fucking done like most of the seasons until now. And that is a 2-week exclusivity and then rotation. And maybe King's Canyon is the ranked map for the whole season. Whatever. If you're in ranked, you don't care. You just want your rank, right? That's like the main goal of ranked stuff. And like they should rotate that. I think they should rotate that like weekly or something for ranked. But that's another conversation for another day. But like, yeah, like I disagree with you. I think King's Canyon, it's my favorite map, I think, but that's an opinion thing. Like, they shouldn't lock you into one map for pubs.
Right. I have been loving King's Canyon because Caustic's viable there, but I get it, yeah. I'm on the same boat. Like, it's not my favorite, but I don't hate it, and I just wish we had more.
Yeah, like, if you have three maps available, but you're forcing your entire community to only play one map in all game modes, that's shitty. That's just bad game developing, plain and simple.
Well, like I said, what I'm thinking is that they're making some kind of changes, maybe doing some bug fixes. I mean, hopefully audio fixes, you know, and, you know, testing that shit out live, you know, is just not easy to do, which I'm sure that, you know, testing stuff out of production you can do as well, but you know, play testing, things like that. I don't know exactly how their process is, but I'm hoping that's what's going on, is they're making changes, doing things that making bug fixes, all that good stuff to the other two maps, and you know, hopefully they'll be completely different when they get back. I don't fucking know what they got planned, honestly.
Yeah, I'm interested, right. But we will mm-hmm. see what they come up with.
All right. And I kind of sound like an idiot there because, yeah, you can test it even while it's in production. You know, you don't just take the maps out to fucking make changes. But from a lore perspective, that would make sense, I guess.
I just still like they've always done the 2 weeks of exclusivity. Not always, but like, what, at least the past few seasons. Like, I don't see why they couldn't have just done that. Because, I mean, you get a lot done in 2 weeks still. You really need to. Right. Anyway.
We'll just have fucking Josh Medina on or something like, or not Josh Medina. What the fuck is his name? Loki B. Josh. One of the devs. We'll just get his ass on like we've been trying to.
Yeah, it's all on you, Kinder.
We're working on it. Yeah, you know. We are working on it though.
Also, what's this next bit there, Matt?
Oh, cool. So we have we asked this question to one of our viewers. Did I lose his name? Oh, Metfow. Okay, cool. So basically, I believe it was Adam Baum, who is one of our community managers, I guess, or mods, whatever name you want, Adam. Hey.
Hey.
But yeah, basically, I've seen your own info. Playing gold ranked in the six rounds I've played, any badged person that shows their rank, out of any of them, literally one person has had a level over 150. And at least half of all players have been below level 50. I'd say meh to level 150 if I believe their MMR actually worked, but it's insanely obvious that it doesn't. 90% of fights are so harshly slanted to one side, and in gold it's even more so with boosted bronze players in there. Their matchmaking is worse now than it was before they fixed it. Besides that, in plat, you don't see preds around, which is nice. So that is a good point. I haven't seen...
Right.
I don't want to say I've seen none, but I don't think I've seen any. I'm in gold. I've been in gold too for like a week or two now, and I haven't really been playing ranked this past 2 weeks. Wanted the ring noise stuff gone. I just took like part of a week off because of that until they patched it. To be totally honest, but
I'm so glad they hotfixed that.
Yeah, I'll talk about that in a little bit.
But yeah, I mean, like yesterday, I was playing with Kura, and we had this Octane that was just fucking busted. Like this guy was way too good. Like you know, whenever you're watching someone else, like from their perspective, you can look at their movement and how they aim, what they do, some of the things that, you know, you can tell when somebody's like, oh yeah, this guy's a higher level than me. Just the decisions they make, everything. This guy, it was clear from the get-go, like, yeah, this guy is definitely unfuckwittable. And me and Kerr went down instantly. We dropped really, really hot, got in a really bad engagement with no weapons and got just dropped. And you know, the guy tried to get us. He couldn't really do anything about it. So he soloed and we stuck around and watched him because, you know, this guy, he was obvious, you know, that he was a little better than average. So he ends up getting some guns, coming back, taking the engagement 1v3 and fucking wiping them, you know, almost died doing it, but still 1v3 them. And we watched him, and he didn't really rat, but he wasn't like going for, you know, super hardcore stuff. And he took a couple of fights that I would never have thought about taking, but came out on top, you know, and ended up getting kind of cheated out with a fucking bad mastiff shot. But him and a couple of others, you know, we've seen Smurfs at the gold level. His Kerr is in gold, and we were playing in gold lobbies. If I play by myself, because like I said, I don't fucking grind rank, so I'm still in like low silver right now. If I play by myself, I don't really see a whole lot. It's mostly just like scrubs, you know. It's really not even fun to play ranked by myself because it's just like, you know, it's either obvious Smurfs or just regular dudes that are hanging out in silver like me having a good time. Feels exactly like pubs. I mean, honestly, that's exactly what silver feels like right now. But and I've watched a couple of people in plat, and plat does seem to be a little bit better. So I think that's going to be on a case by case basis. You know, like how are you guys feeling in each, you know, rank? I think gold is going to be the worst just because it's obviously the most dense. And I mean, there's most people in this game are going to be playing at a gold level.
Yep.
And that also means most Smurfs are going to be hanging out at the gold level, which is unfortunate, but it's going to happen.
Yeah. You also get the biggest discrepancy where like you're playing, you could be a silver, you could, you know, like you have the biggest drop, you have the biggest gain in the people in your lobbies, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. The difference between bronze one and bronze four and silver one and silver four is way different than the difference between gold one and or gold one and gold four.
Yeah.
Because gold four, it's like, you know, you can, it's pretty much given to you. But getting almost to plat is, it's a fucking achievement. You know, that's like top 20 something or like 15-16%, something like that is plat.
I forget. I used to know that, but. Well, yeah, and, it's up and there. You start to get there at the end of gold. Like, I'm still at gold 2. Plenty of people are gold 1 or plat. But, like, even in gold 2, like, half of the ranked matches that I make it to the end of, there are, like, at least five to eight squads left in final rank.
Right.
And that's just some bullshit. Ugh, it's rough.
Right. You know, if you're hanging out in gold and you're gold 4 playing with, you know, gold 1 on the cusp of plat guys, There's a skill gap there. If you're a true gold 4 and you're going up against these guys, yeah, the numbers don't say, you know, that they're that much difference, but there fucking is.
Yep.
There's a big difference there. And out of all of the tiers, I think that's where the biggest skill gap really is. Honestly, gold could probably be split into two different sections and be perfectly fine.
Don't give many ideas.
I mean, honestly, you know, it would be kind of nice to have like a checkpoint at like gold 2 or something, you know. But yeah, that's for Respawn to figure out. And, you know, you shouldn't feel bad if you're an average player and gold is just kind of fucking you up right now, because that's how it is. It is what it is, boys.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's any game.
Just know if you're in gold, you're the like the exact like you're actually probably a little higher than the middle, like the average player. Gold is probably technically a little higher than the average player in Apex.
I think the average is pretty fucking close to gold. Their distribution is
I want to say very... it's probably like high silver is like the average.
So like there's two different the numbers. Of the road. Because there's what you're thinking of. I remember, and that's kind of what I was saying too, Kinder, is gold is the average. I think gold 4 or gold 3 or something is the average rank of players who spend, I think it's 5 hours a week playing ranked, is the average of all players in Apex who spend X amount of time in ranked. Whereas, yeah, I kind of agree. Like, I think somewhere in silver, like higher silver, is where the actual average, because there's got to be like at least 40 or 50% of Apex players don't touch ranked at all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right, right. Oh, check this out. I actually found the distribution for season 7.
Oh, sick.
So bronze is the bottom 16.35%. Silver is the bottom 23.86%. Gold is 32.09% of players. And platinum is the top 23.13%. Look at that. Silver, 23.86. Platinum, 23.13. That is a fucking good distribution.
Yeah.
And as much as I don't like their rank system, it's clearly working. Clearly working as far as distribution. You want a perfect distribution like that. You can't buy that. Whoever did that at Respawn is kind of, you know, whoever figured this system out is kind of a genius, but also fuck you. You know, that kind of vibe. Diamond is top 4.37, and Master and Predator is 0.020, which is how it kind of should be, in my opinion. But yeah, Diamond, you're top 5%, my dude.
Yeah. We got a couple diamonds in here, so shout out to you guys. What is it? I don't want to start saying your names, because I'm only going to remember like two or three of them.
Right, right. So yeah, the lesson to take from this is if you're in gold, get fucking good, my dude.
Yeah. Yeah, for real.
All right, so let's move on into our week in Apex. We did have a submission from Mando68, if you want to do that first.
Yeah, I got that, if you want. So we got Mando68. My week in Apex submissions. My buddy and I started in a duos match. He was a Mirage and I was Fuse. We started out by looting in the new encampment just outside Caustic's town takeover. We went into Caustic's labs and I came out with 3 kills, 1 solo, 1 duo. I got knocked by another Mirage who third-partied as I was reviving my buddy. He finished me, but I was able to get my buddy up before he killed us both. My buddy healed, and then they proceeded to have a Mirage off by sending decoys at each other. Spider-Man meme. but with like 8 Spider-Mans. Anyway. My buddy is able to use his ult and kill the Mirage, with 1 second left on my banner. I did that to Agent, I think, earlier, with the heat shield. Was able to grab me and res me. I loot up again and we push into salvage and get on top of the crane in the middle. Ooh, nice. We get caught between 2 teams and had to drop down into the villages next to salvage. We third party another duo team and solo fighting. Then I completely delete a Lobo with my 301. My buddy gets downed by a Bloodhound, but I'm able to finish them with a quick mag dump from my Volt. I revive my buddy and we push into Octane's Gauntlet and finish off another squad. We are on top of one of the buildings with 3 squads left. A Crypto very annoyingly is flying his drone around. I hate that so much. Spot a Watson cornered between part of the mountain near airbase and the ring. I unload my grenades and knuckle cluster at her and destroy her ult with my 301. My teammate pushes in and then takes out the Crypto right as I'm trying to finish the Watson. Just then, the other team pushes in and I get downed by a Caustic with a Spitfire. My buddy gets knocked as well, but has a gold knockdown. The Caustic is reviving his teammate, and at the same time, my buddy gets off the gold knockdown. And with gold backpack, he takes out the Caustic and the Pathfinder to win. He finishes with 800 damage and 7 kills, and I finish with 1,500 damage and 5 kills. Needless to say, it was an absolutely crazy match that ended in a dub. Moments like this make me love this game. GG, hey, bro. That was sick.
What a fucking nice match, man, though.
Yeah.
Good shit, feels my dude. Good, if you got a VOD of that, fucking post it, my man.
Yeah, for sure. It's so rewarding.
As far as, I know, right? Jesus. As far as our week in Apex, I already talked about it a little bit. Yeah. Like yesterday, fucking Ed was goddamn cracked like crazy. And then he left after like three matches and we were like killing it. Then I got on with Kura. Kura is a good player. Like, honestly, he's better than I am.
Yeah, he's real good.
No doubt. But Kura's kind of having a little bit of an off day, you know? And then we got in the match and I picked up a fucking sniper rifle, you know, the Sentinel. And as much as I just like the Sentinel, every fucking now and then I pick the damn thing up and I'm reminded, shit, this is actually a good gun if you can use the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. I don't know how to feel about the Sentinel.
I've never liked the Sentinel. Ever.
Yeah.
I keep saying I don't like it, but then I like get a crazy match with it and I'm like, fuck, I love the Sentinel.
No, I'm so never going to be a Sentinel person.
We had a lot of other shit too. I'm plenty to fucking speak on, but I'll be going for an hour if I go on it. What about you, Matt?
I've had a couple wins, couple fun games, a bunch of shenanigans with Ben, Kura. Who else was I playing with? We had some fun, you, me, and DuckTales, me and Agent. I spent a day trying to get pistol achievements.
First off,
Gibby.
Okay, no. Oh, yeah. I'm stopping you.
No. What's up?
How the fuck do you guys say DuckTales and not go, woo? At the end, like, it's mandatory. It's even on his name. It's DuckTales. Ooh,
I did it the first like 100 times.
No, you have to do it every goddamn time. It's DuckTales. And then you have to.
I'm not doing that.
You have to mentally picture Scrooge diving into the money bin with that. Would obviously kill most people, but somehow he can swim through it. Pure gold coins. So
I do wish I had that plane sometimes in game. You know, that would be pretty great.
And imagine your best friend is Gizmo, the guy who for some reason is like a machine that is on a fucking unicycle. That is like
you get off on a fucking tangent there, dude. Like hardcore.
I'm sorry, I went on a DuckTales tangent. It's I
forgot what I was gonna say completely.
So I did have a 10 kill game with Ben. That was pretty sick. Me and him and I forget who, but there was someone else. I don't know. I think it was a really cool rando. But we got like 10 kills and everyone had over 1200 damage. It was a good game. It's a good game.
Isn't there a badge for that? I can't remember.
No, it's for kills. It's there's 333, 555, 777, and 10-10-10. I have the 555, but that's about as far as I got. And that's where everyone in your squad gets that many kills.
If you
see people with where they've got the badge for everyone in their squad having 10 kills, then it's usually like a stranger danger type situation.
Yeah, GTFO, they're gonna murder you.
Yeah. There's actually the no witnesses badge that I have, and that took fucking so long to try and get. And that's, what is that exactly? I think you have to kill three squads. Your team has to kill three squads, and nobody can see you killing them, and none of them can get picked up or rezzed at any point in it.
Sorry.
It's weirdly specific.
Like, nobody can see you? Like, how do you judge that?
None of the people. So with a full pre-made squad,
like maybe like if none of you can be third partied, that would make more sense.
Okay, so so no witnesses. With a full pre-made squad, kill 15 players, and no one who your squad downs is ever revived or resurrected. And it was me and Ben and Kura. I want to say, I forget who the third was. It was somebody who was like pretty nice though. But yeah, we got that, and that was sick. I think it finished. I think we won too, but it finished in good old Slum Lakes. I miss Slum Lakes. The new place is amazing. I love it. But Slum Lakes was my jam, dude.
Gotcha. All right, Ed. What about your week?
My week has been pretty good. I've had some good matches. I've had some shit matches. No wins this week. I haven't played enough to get like really grind those wins. But you know. I've like you said, I've had some good matches where I've popped off with the Wingman, the Volt. I like my favorite combo right now is the Volt Flatline combo. Give me that over anything else, and I'm content. As long as, especially if I can get like a two, I think you can get the 2-4 on the Flatline, so like I can still technically use it at range in single fire still with a Flatline. But yeah, things have been going really good. I'm very disappointed in Pathfinder. Pathfinder is my jam, and even with the buff to the no low profile, I he's still not good enough. I think he's still behind Octane a little at this point, in the form of movement and team movement. But that could legit just be because we're on King's Canyon.
And I want to point out, you are a spoiled brat. You experienced peak. You know, you got used to, you experienced absolute peak Pathfinder. There's a lot of people, because like, I think Pathfinder's in a good place. I feel like the original, or maybe not the original, but like the season 2-3 Pathfinder was pretty insane. Like in a good way.
Never played those seasons.
But like even in the beginning, I don't know when you started.
Oh God, I started when like, World's Edge was like, yeah, when World's Edge was the main map.
Okay. But yeah, my point is like, yeah, like the original Pathfinder all the way until like the big nerfs started happening was like really fucking good.
Yeah, he is like, really good. And the thing is he probably will get back to more prominence once we aren't forced to be on King's Canyon all the time. I think Octane on King's Canyon is infinitely better than Pathfinder is, as far as like team tactics are. So I don't know, once we start getting back to Olympus and World's Edge, if the Pathfinder low profile will make him better than Octane. But right now, Octane's better than Pathfinder.
Right. And, you know, they're actually trying, according to the Twitter, they're actively trying to get rid of low profile altogether by making adjustments and everything. I forget who actually tweeted that, but that was a thing that going on with some of the developers on Twitter. So let's move on into our short topics real quick. So there was a small patch update, kind of a big one, actually. So they fixed the heat shield audio bug, which was the whoosh. And it was funny. A lot of people on Reddit
were... One more time, in case they didn't hear the first time.
Oh, that fucking thing. People were talking about it. Every time they talked about it in the Apex Legends Reddit, they would link our whoosh, which is
worse, the whoosh or fucking Maggie? I despise Maggie.
I ignore Maggie.
Maggie is legit the fucking worst thing that's ever happened to Apex.
Yeah, you know, I don't care. I never listen to her.
She's the worst.
Anyway.
I dislike her. I dislike her voice a lot. I think if anything, they should have just made Crypto hack the things again for no reason and him be the announcer. That would be, frankly, very nice. I like his voice. Or Horizon, because Maggie just sounds like a really scuffed Horizon. Like, I don't know, carton a day or something. Give her like 20 years and then.
No, just shitting on her voice actor, man. I don't think it's that bad.
They're paid to make the voice sound like that. Like Maggie's, I don't know, they want Maggie to sound like that, but I don't know why they want Maggie to sound like that.
I don't know. I mean, I don't hate it. I just didn't think anybody would really like hate it that much. It's such a fucking non-issue, in my opinion.
I got the cricket situation thing going now. Just like crickets, I don't notice it anymore, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely like that. So yeah, they fixed the whoosh, and apparently there was a rare exploit that they fixed. One of the big things, I didn't find this out until I noticed it, but I thought it was just my mind playing tricks on me the day of the patch. But there was an issue where Caustic and Bangalore smoke and gas was basically see-through, or I think it might still be. The density of it was like turned way the fuck down, and it was like basically ineffective. And I just, you know, I figured maybe it was just my man playing tricks on me. No, the day after, people were talking about it was a stealth nerf, which is really out of character for Respawn and something that we do not fucking like. We do not like stealth nerfs and non-transparency shit like that. So I was going to give them the business today about that shit. You know, I had a bone to pick with Respawn, but they did redeem themselves, and I believe them. They posted about it, and apparently they made some VFX changes, adjustments or bug fixes, whatever. But it had to do with that. So that change actually reflected in their gas and smoke and kind of nerfed it by accident. I don't know if it's been fixed yet. I haven't really had any problems playing Caustic, you know, no worse than I have been, honestly. But, you know, be careful if it is still in there at time or at when the time you're listening, check up on it, you know, see if it's been fixed if you're a Bangalore Caustic player. Because you can't hide out in your smoke and fucking get a res off anymore, which is a big deal.
It definitely looks like it may have been fixed, or it's like a situational or randomly affected thing, because that
I'm pretty sure they fixed it.
Yeah, because that Bangalore that we fought near Crypto's place, like, fucking disappeared, bro.
Oh, yeah. Holy yeah. Shit. The smoke was dense as fuck. Yeah, that was so, yeah, dummy I think they did fix it. Yeah, they had to have fixed it, because the day like of the patch, it was like, wow, smoke is worthless. It was really bad. So yeah, pretty sure they fixed it, but check on it anyway before you play those legends again.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Heat shields have been removed from crafting pool. Not sure why, but you know, whatever. Fix some bugs with Lobos Tactical. I guess the further fixes from the original patch notes. A couple of issues with the event skins, missing textures were fixed. And several Switch fixes. So, on the Switch, has anybody gotten to play it?
Nope.
Kura, you guys haven't played it?
Kura's our Switch guy.
So, Kura did play it. I also played just, like, a touch. And it wasn't even on my own Switch. My son downloaded it on his Switch. And I was like, fucking, okay, you know, I'll check this out. So, I was playing on his, and... I want to like
no,
it.
No,
I really do.
I can't get behind any shooter game on the Switch.
Now, don't get me wrong. It wasn't because of the performance, because I'm used to that, you know, on the Switch. I came from Halo and shit, like 30 FPS and low textures and shit. Don't fucking phase me none. You know, I don't care as long as it's functional. But you cannot play with the Joy-Cons. Do not fucking play this game with Joy-Cons. Get a goddamn pro controller. I didn't have it with me, which was rather unfortunate.
And that's the big thing is, like, when you, like, you almost have to exclude console players because of the GoPro Switch players. Like, there's no way to distinct that when you're doing it. So... it's like you do not want to be teamed up with somebody who's on a GoPro, like on the
GoPro,
not GoPro, the joysticks for the Switch.
Oh, Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
Like you don't want to be in like a match ever with them, ever.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Fair.
Because it's just.
I mean that should reflect in their ranking.
It should in theory, but like. Do you want to risk your rating by possibly getting patched up with them? Like, if you were to be like, okay, I could either risk being patched up with someone on a Switch with this, or I could just turn off being paired with console players and not even it be an issue.
I mean, that'll be fixed with MMR, though, because think about it. Like, we got guys on controller playing on PC that are in Platinum, Diamond, whatever, you know. I mean, there's fucking pro controller players that play with PC.
Yes, that is pro controller players.
Right, and that's just based on the equipment. Like, you could be using the shittiest mouse and keyboard in the world, and if you're good with it, it doesn't fucking matter, you know, on the other end. And same with the Joy-Cons. You know, if you're good with the Joy-Cons, you're legitimately good, and you belong in the Platinum level playing the Joy-Cons.
I can't get behind Joy-Cons being good at shooters. I can't.
Not saying that you should play with the Joy-Cons. You fucking shouldn't. But if you're just that cracked with the Joy-Cons, fucking more power to you. Use what you want.
And if you're playing on the Switch, I think you need a new account. I think you need a new account.
I don't know. My son created a new one, so I went.
Yeah, so I think like all the people, because that was the thing, all the streamers and stuff were making Switches and making accounts on Switch, and then like just clapping up people. Because even if you're like a diamond or something, or heaven forbid a freaking pred, like even if you're playing at like 50% capacity, you know, like
right, you're still in the top 5% on Switch.
But also like I feel like I haven't been in a bronze lobby, but like I've watched I've had a couple friends start to play Apex, and I actually thought about making they don't listen to this shit anyway, whatever, but like but like they're you know, they play like someone that's played for 5 hours, you know, or less, you know, they're fucking bad. And they're having a blast, and when they play, when I don't play with
just
them,
fucking call them out then.
I mean, well, but like that's the thing is like when they don't play with me, they get dubs sometimes. They post it. We have like a high school friend group Discord, and like they have like fucking they get dubs, and then when they play with me, they die.
Right.
Very quickly, you know. Or we sit back and we do good if we play pretty passive. But like it's going to be the same thing, you know? So like I haven't played on a Smurf account or played as like a bronze or something for a long time, but like I feel like it's going to be at the appropriate skill level.
Right. And that's just the MMR system. Yeah. You know, they take into account your KD, things like that, you know, what your top rank has been, your average kills and all that. And that stuff in the background, people complain about it, but if you didn't have it in pubs, you would be frustrated as fucking dog shit trying to start this game brand new.
It's true.
It's necessary. I mean, it's just fucking necessary. We've harped on this before. You know, it may not be the best in the world, but it's better than a lot of them out there. Fuck off. Quit your bitching. I'm not talking about it anymore. So apparently there is a leak about a possible Chinatown Market crossover. So apparently it revealed a possible crossover with fashion brand Chinatown Market. For those of you who don't know, which is probably most of you, Chinatown Market is an LA-based fashion company who's done previous game-related collabs with NBA 2K and FaZe Clan, which I'm sure you guys do know about FaZe Clan.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hopefully, it's a sign of future collabs. Fortnite's been dominating with crossovers from in-game concerts and like a bunch of other characters and stuff, fucking Star Wars, fucking John Wick, like all kind of shit. So it's good to see Apex getting some collabs. I just hope they don't go too far in the realm of what the fuck is this shit, you know, like
I would love a Sonic collab for Octane, please.
That would be dope.
That would be fucking excellent.
I don't know why they don't have a blue, like just a fucking blue color like skin for him, and yeah, he's just like wearing a hat with spikes or something.
Sonic like, isn't that copyrighted, right? Just do like a really scuffed like
Sonic
beat with the ugly stick, Sonic.
The thing is like, all right, you can't ever compare Apex to Fortnite in as far as the collabs. There is no chance any other game we know will ever even come close to the collaborations that Fortnite has. Like Apex is
because they have more money than God.
Yeah, like. Apex is not going to collab with Fortnite with Marvel, Star Wars, and have in-game concerts from like Grammy Award winners in-game. Like, don't ever compare the collaborations between Apex and Fortnite. Like, it would just be ridiculous to do that. Now, can Apex do some collaboration? Sure, they could. You have stuff like this, but this would probably be the extent of it.
Right. Moving on. So Xbox Apex players can, from now to April 7th, you can claim a Mass Effect N7 charm, as long as you are an Xbox Game Pass subscriber. And if you, honestly, if you have an Xbox and you're not using Game Pass, or even if you have a PC and you're not using Game Pass, what the fuck is wrong with you? it's such a good goddamn service. It's worth it 110%. If you're listening and you're on the fence about it, this is your sign. Fucking do it, you asshole. Game Pass is so good. It is so good. No word if this is coming to other platforms, but it may remain exclusive like the Switch Pathfinder skin, which, yeah, fine. You know, as long as it's not affecting gameplay, I'm okay with, you know, a couple of exclusives here and there. And, you know, especially it's a free game. If you have that platform, more power to you. What you got, Matt?
Thank you. We have a new Twitch Prime skin, which is Mubboy Octane. Mixed reviews on all of the Twitch Prime skins. Some have been great. Some have been kind of weird. I'm looking at the Queen of Hearts Wraith skin most recently. I think that's kind of weird looking. I think that's Twitch Prime. But this one is fucking Octane. So, of course, I'm interested. It is a kind of strange looking, but in a good way skin. Kind of purpley, shiny. Got like a nipple on the mask. It's kind of strange, but I don't know. I'm about it. It does, right. Dude. Look at it. It really does look like that. It is like, good. I'm sorry, but
the purple team, as I called it, you know, the purple Octane. It's pretty sexy. Yeah. I'm a fan of it.
Actually, I haven't seen this one yet. Let me have a look at it. Oh yeah, I do like that skin. I like the purple.
And he's got a nice tattoo. Anyway. So he's got a really nice sleeve.
Oh, that's a tattoo. I thought that was like actual.
He's got some good. He's got some crazy tattoos. He has plus ultra on his left arm. Normally, yeah. But that skin is pretty fire. Anyway,
let's see. Moving on. Switch players say Apex is unplayable with graphical downgrade. And yeah, it does feel. It feels rough. It does feel really rough. But taking it as its own thing. I mean. Let me just read through this. Subreddit has been flooded with technical and visual performance issues, which kind of expected. Currently, the game in docked mode runs at 720p30, which is expected. It gets worse if you try to play in handheld mode. Kerbar said he's had difficulties while playing, and enemy can be less than 3 feet away, and you won't see them until you almost smack each other in the face. With crossplay, you're at a severe disadvantage, so would recommend turning it off, which, yeah, you should do that on Switch. Absolutely, you should not be crossplaying with Switch. Sorry. Unless you just want to really, really want to play with your friends in QP. But yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. I didn't have as bad of an issue playing. I actually played in handheld mode, and it wasn't awful. I mean, then again, I'm not competitive. I was just playing to fuck around, have fun, you know, that kind of thing. If I was being really competitive, it would have been super annoying. But honestly, I don't. If you're playing Apex, be competitive. Maybe start on Switch if that's all you got. But you should be moving to another platform. Again, there's rumors of the Switch Pro. And if the Switch Pro is a significant upgrade, expect your frame rate and your resolution to go up along with it.
We do think that they may have planned this game out for the Switch Pro. So we'll see. We'll find out later this year, hopefully.
Right. It does seem like it was kind of made with a little beefier hardware in mind for the Switch. So yeah, time will tell. Time will really tell. It's kind of shitty that, you know, that's a thing, but I'm sure they had plenty of contact with Nintendo for the Switch launch and everything, and the hands may have been tied. As far as actual crashes and everything, a lot of that seems to have been fixed with the first patch. I don't know. I haven't gotten much chance to play. I've been hearing that things are getting a little better as it goes. So get in touch with us. Let us know how your Switch experience is going, especially if that's the only platform you got.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm sure you guys heard about this. So an Apex Legends player went from bronze to master in one 33-hour stream. It was It's Timmy. The 33-hour stream where he soloed from a fresh account from bronze to masters in that amount of time. The last game to get on the masters was an 8-kill win on his main horizon with 2,500 damage. He said it was easy at the start until he got the platinum diamond range.
And is this more impressive or less impressive than his over 9,000 damage game? Tell us in the Discord what you think.
I think the 9,000 damage game is more impressive.
Yeah, honestly.
Right.
Although, can I have some of those, whatever he was taking to stay up for 33 hours and be coherent to game? I will take some of that, please.
Right. Also, I didn't see this in the notes, but yeah, we did have the accidental nerf. The tweet was from Daniel Klein, who said, "We were investigating what happened here, and there was a change to underlying VFX that we made with optimization in mind. The goal was to have it look identical to what it was, but apparently that's not what happened." And you know, like we said, optimization is totally acceptable. You know, trying accidents happen, things like that. Stealth nerfs are not acceptable.
Yeah.
And that's a good explanation. Honestly, I could totally see that happening as a developer. Yeah, 100%. That could happen. So thank you guys for getting it fixed fast and being transparent about what the fuck happened there. Because I was about to get pissed. I was about to get real mad.
You were. Yeah, you're ready, dude. You're ready to...
Oh, yeah. I was fuming. I was so
you
mad.
You have been ranting and raving about it.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we definitely know you're mad. Or we're mad. I don't know.
All right. And then finally, Mirage has a gold backpack bug. With the latest patch, he got a visual identifier when a person was using it, the little sparks. And it still happens when Mirage is invisible while rezzing. So no word if that's been fixed or if it's, you know, in the process of being fixed. It should be fixed. So, yeah, be careful. Don't rely on your invisibility if you got a gold backpack and you're rezzing with Mirage right now. So we're going to have to skip through Quick Tip Corner. We are strapped as fuck for time here.
What?
So, Ed, why don't you give us our latest stream followers and Discord members?
Okay, so our latest stream followers. Wait, are you doing this? So, because I made you do it so often because you fucked up the names?
Yes.
Okay, so we have our latest stream followers. That is Reapstar, Adams Key 411, oh, Rapstar. Are we literally changing the names while I'm reading them off? So we have Reapstar, Adams Kai 411, Seacrex, Jack Styles, Galley Boy, Nasty Nycox. And
that was tough. I couldn't think of anything to do with
like,
that name.
Like, Kinder's literally adjusting the names as I'm trying to read them like a real douche. We don't have any latest subscribers, so what the fuck's wrong with you?
Yeah, yeah. You know he's real. He's here now. If you're new, this is Ed. If you don't leave nice reviews and subs, he'll visit you at
night.
I will
bust your fucking kneecaps. Like, the thing is, all those new stream followers. Do you have Amazon Prime? Because you know if you have Amazon Prime, you can give a free sub to your favorite channel, Mash Those Buttons.
And if that is not enough motivation, he will also, after he's broken your kneecaps, he will drink all of your whiskey and all of your tasty beer. Only your tasty beer.
This is true. Not fucking
certain ones get left behind.
Like Matt is drinking right now.
Although Fairfloss is exempt, he did resub again this month. So thanks Fairfloss. He did that round of stream.
Thank you.
So we have two new Discord members and Bungle Hump, Bungle Lump. Sure. And the other one is the BLVNK.
The Blunk.
The Blunk.
The Blunk, the Blank.
Oh, man. Also,
I'm assuming we have no new Patreons or Kinder didn't do his job and check beforehand. Because that happens quite often.
I'm not actually sure how to check the patrons, honest with you.
You have to ask Ja about it, and you were horrible about it when I was full-time.
Shut up. Also, shout out to... we did just get another sub right here. I guess the threatening the kneecaps thing kind of worked.
It works.
But the way I say this guy's name is Prescription Rhythm, because it's RX Rhythm, but Prescription Rhythm sounds cooler. So thank you, Prescription Rhythm, for the sub there.
Thank you very much. I will not break your kneecaps.
He also streams. I'll give you know, he's my buddy. So, yeah, he streams like Overwatch and Apex, amongst other things. So, maybe check him out if you're bored.
Yeah, we don't have any new reviews. And I'm assuming that's because I stopped threatening people. So, give me some goddamn reviews.
Actually, we got a bad review last week.
Was it about me?
No, it was about...
So we need some new reviews. So if we don't get a new review in the next 2 weeks, that's 5-star, I will fuck you up.
And if you want to live and you've waited 2 weeks, it's already too late. Not only do you need to leave a review, but you need to leave a fine bottle of whiskey on your doorstep.
Yeah. So essentially, in order to live. Like, if you're like, hey, it's April Fool's Day in 2 weeks. You're like, oh, ha, 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 Ednar is going to fuck me up. No, that is not an April Fool's joke. I will fuck you up.
Way to threaten our listeners.
Hey, I'm a guest on this show. I can threaten whoever the fuck I want at this point.
So remember, kids, don't forget to leave out the good reviews and beer for Santa Claus.
And whiskey. His Krampus. Yeah, whiskey.
See, I'm from Wisconsin, so you need to leave out cheese curds and beer and whiskey.
Probably just whiskey, because cheese curds will get cold, you know?
Well, right, cheese curds can be cold or room temperature.
Okay.
You need to get learned on your cheese curds.
Well, there's a difference between, like, room temperature and, like, room temperature because it's been sitting on the porch for 6 hours, you know?
Like, room temperature...
This is the
like,
most fucking Yankee conversation I've ever heard in my life.
As long as the cheese curds squeak when you bite into them, you're good.
That's fair. It's even better if they come with meat.
Just like my ex-girlfriend.
Hey-o, and she's probably
like
a listener.
Thank you all for listening.
Hey-o! Oh,
no. I'd like to thank you all for listening, all you lovely ladies out there. I'm still single, by the way. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dropping Spicy, and you can follow Mash Those Buttons on Twitter at The Mash Network. Catch our live stream every Tuesday night on twitch.tv/MashThoseButtons. Eleanor, where the fuck can we find you on social media?
All right, so you can find me on Twitter, and that's at Ednar83, or on Twitch at twitch.tv/Ednar. And make sure to follow me, because I have a new project coming out in the next 2 weeks, coming out to YouTube.
Eleanor OnlyFans confirmed?
No, not OnlyFans. It has to do with definitive gaming experiences.
Ooh.
So that's a little teaser. Gotcha. I'll let you know more once it's confirmed the official date and all that stuff. So,
gotcha. All right. So Matt, what about your social media?
What's up? All right. So you can find me on Steam, Epic, and a few other game launchers as EXOMATT. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch, where I stream as 3XOMATT. I stream Pokemon, Apex, a bunch of other games, doing pirate games tomorrow, so come hang out. And right. Also, ladies, remember, if you like pegging, Kinder's your guy, so just show up.
Don't threaten me with a good time. you can find me on Twitter, Twitch, Origin, YouTube, and pretty much everywhere else, including OnlyFans, at Nerfkinder, please. That's NERFKINDERPLS.
That includes Grindr.
Don't forget. Grindr, Tinder. All
no,
that.
Not Tinder. Just Grindr.
Oh, my name's Kinder. I got to be on Tinder.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Don't forget to join the Mash Those Buttons community on Discord at mash.gg/discord. Again, that is mash.gg/discord. While you're there, send us your Apex feedback, stories, questions, what have you. And don't forget to share the show with others and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. If you want to do that, you can go to droppingspicy.com/Apple Podcasts. But if you want the direct link to our show, the RSS feed, and all of the other shows on our network, please go to mashthosebuttons.com. That's going to be the fastest way to get a hold of all of our content. And the site's really nice to look at. It's super good UI and everything. John does a good job. And if you want to take your support a step further, you can do that by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where we have tiers available for as little as $1 a month and content starting
and
at $5.
And if you sign up for Patreon at $5 a month, you get my Star Wars podcast that Mash Those Buttons does, where we are doing a rewatch of Star Wars Rebels. Ooh. Right now, and releasing that before we get the new Star Wars Bad Batch cartoon series.
Gotcha.
Fair enough.
You guys should totally watch the holiday special.
No! That is legit the fucking worst. The Star Wars... The holidays... Which holiday special? Because they have two now.
The Christmas one that was never released.
So you're talking about the old one, because Disney Plus did release a Star Wars Lego Christmas special this past year. That was actually fucking good.
I bet
that was
good.
Actually
all
really
the Lego
good.
Stuff is actually super.
It was like I highly recommend watching the Star Wars Lego Christmas special, because it was super entertaining.
That does sound really cool. Lego Batman was fucking great. Like, honestly, I can't get over how good that was. Like, honestly, if you haven't watched it yet, don't worry. Even if you're not a kid, the shit's funny. Like, it's really funny. They make a dick joke. Like,
everything
come on.
Is awesome.
I mean, all cartoons have dick jokes.
Like there's straight up like one of the scenes like Robin's talking about my name's something Robert Grayson, but my friends call me Dick, and Batman's like, or Bruce Wayne's like, children can be cruel. You know,
Bro, Starfire has some bangers.
Okay.
No, it's some lines. Like, listen to it, man.
Oh,
like,
oh.
Yeah. No, I mean, that doesn't need to be discussed. That's a fact. That's a separate thing. No, some of the lines in there, like, fuck it. God damn it.
Oh, man. If we have a Teespring store available at teespring.com/store/mashthosebuttons. Please stay tuned after the show to hear about the other shows.
By the way, John, where's my goddamn Suck My Edinard t-shirt?
I'm fucking done. Shut it down. That was the last episode of Dropping Spice. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to a Mash Those Buttons production. If you enjoyed the show, you should check out mashthosebuttons.com and see if any of our other shows might interest you. All of our shows are available on your podcast platform of choice like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. If you enjoy our content, you can help support Mash Those Buttons by becoming a patron at patreon.com/mashthosebuttons, where you can receive Patreon bonuses for as little as $1 a month. You can connect with Mash Those Buttons at twitter.com/TheMashNetwork, facebook.com/MashThoseButtons, or join our Discord at mash.gg/Discord.